The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Another advantage of a Beteach Bashem, he doesn't have Akmas Nefesh from things in his business. Or his physical state. Hello. Shalom Uvrache. We're going to another advantage of a Baal Bitochen. Whenever we say an advantage, something to think about. How we could incorporate this in our own lives. And if we're already doing it, we could do it even better. They said that a person who's Boteach Bashem doesn't have Agbas Nefesh from different types of business situations. Doesn't have those letdowns and bad feelings when business doesn't go the way he wants. He can't sell his merchandise, or sometimes he can't collect his chayv. Because he realizes that everything is min hashamayim. I recently had a ma'aseh with somebody in the neighborhood. It was refreshing to see that ma'aseh, that Betzim, he was owed money from some place, and he spoke it over with me. And it came out that Betzim, there was no way for him to be able to collect this chov, at least for the near future. And he told me that he was in Rabbi Malinowitz's shul, he was close to Rabbi Malinowitz, and Rabbi Malinowitz told him that every situation in life you have to make your shtadlus, but if you see there's no way of getting past it, then that's the Ratzon Hashem, to just be at peace with it, not to be the whole time upset about it. So he said, so I see kind of in this situation for the near future, I just have to accept that this is the situation. Come about, if there's an opportunity to get the money back, wonderful. It's a beautiful thing. That is this nekuda of bitochen. It says also, if a person has some type of medical issue. Also, he doesn't get broken by it, because he also realizes that Hashem is taking care of him more than he cares about himself. We just pay attention to what's going on in our body every second of our life. There's so many trillions and quadrillions of things going on at the same time, just to keep us healthy and protect us from the things on the outside and help us digest the food that we have inside of us and get rid of the part that is not healthy. And keeping the balances of all the electrolytes and different things within our body. It's such a super amazing system that Hashem set up for us. So this is a person who has to be talking in these situations, whether it be in the business. I remember also another person in the neighborhood that he also had to did some transaction. The other side knew that they really owed him the money, but for some reason they had some excuse not to give it to him. And I remember discussed it with me that people told him there's different tricks he could do to get the money out of him. So at the time I spoke it over with Mr. Kerez, the Chayin Levracha. And he told me that that's not the right way to do it. We have to be straight. If we do things straight, mitzvah will be sad shemai, and if not, it's not our responsibility to do those types of things. And it was and the person accepted it, and it was amazing that maybe a year or two later, what kind of things happened that I was able to get it back in a way that nobody would dream of it happening. Well, that's the way it works. If we're the one that's making things happen,
Kol HaLashon.
So then it doesn't go away. It's very frustrating. If we're the ones who are making sure we're healthy and we don't have the health situation that we dream of, then also life is impossible. But B'tochen Hashem, and this is the pasuk that Ba'alachot Yisofovitz brings on this, which really describes it all. It's a pasuk that David HaMelech said, Ach lelukim dumi nafshi, ki mimenu tikvosi. To Hashem, I'm always quiet. I don't complain to Hashem. Now, there's two levels. Some person says, I don't complain because not kedai to complain, which doesn't help the person feel better. He just feels terrible and frustrated, just he doesn't complain. There's one guy that used to say, if you have complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go up and discuss it with him. Yeah, Kamavan, okay, that's the reason not to complain, but it doesn't make a person feel at peace with himself. David HaMelech didn't say that I'm quiet because I'm afraid to talk or it's worthless, it's futile. Ki mimenu tikvosi, that everything I am looking forward to and desire and I need is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I have that in my mind, then everything gets flipped around. The starting point from the frustration when things don't go my way is expectation that everything has to be the way I want it. I have to have the panosa the way I want it. I have to have the health the way I want it. And if I don't have exactly what I want, then I'm all upset. It's funny, when you see sometimes like a three-year-old child and he wants something, he makes a little temper tantrum, you look at him, that little child, you know, it's so childish the way he's behaving. But really, each one of us still has a little bit of that little child in us. And the Chanam, we don't jump it around and scream and shout. But that type of feeling is coming from the same place of the three-year-old, that it has to be my way. And if it's not my way, I'm all frustrated and upset. Especially somebody else wasn't involved, like these different situations that we described. You know, he wasn't honest with me and he wasn't trustworthy. That's one way of looking at it. But when we look at it, my tikva is not from my own power and my own ishtadlus. Mimenu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything I have is from him. And realize, like I'm saying, start from zero. Don't start from 100 and wait, look for 200. Entire sustenance from the day I was born to today, my body was produced in such a perfect fashion, the trillions of things that have to happen exactly the way they should, and the time from conception to being born, and the rest of my life, how all the different parts of my body are working so well, Baruch Hashem. Much more than I deserve, and Baruch Hashem, I have sustenance and panos and money. So when something doesn't go my way, I realize, can't be that suddenly, because Baruch has been with me, suddenly has forsaken me. It's not even fair to think that way. It's not nice to think that way. You see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, more than we love ourselves. So if it's a trying situation, it's coming from the same loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying. And that's what B'tochen is all about. B'tochen is not just saying, oh, I accept everything, I'm not going to ask questions. It's a mind frame of seeing the bigger picture. Mimenu tikvosi. Everything I have and my hope for the future is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's based on the past experiences of how much Hashem has given me and he cares for me. And Mela, that's why people grow tremendously from every situation. A trying situation could break somebody or can make the person. And Baruch Hashem, I've seen from the fine people that I know that more often makes than breaks because we realize it. And Ander Rabbah takes us, helps us not take things for granted and appreciate them more. In our present situation that we're going through now with the challenges of the COVID, corona, whatever you want to call it, virus. It's always good to look at something good, something beautiful about it. Yes, the fact that I could breathe used to be such an obvious thing and now I don't take it for granted. I'm thankful to Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, I can breathe and I'm healthy and my family's healthy. Yitz Hashem, the more mimenu tikvosi, the more I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's not about him, and them and me. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us also, I'm with you. And we're going to be Maviach, we're going to gain from it in this world and surely the world to come. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.